This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro. Today's topic is beneficiary designations, or what happens to certain accounts you have when you die. Our quote this week is from none other than Bob Dylan. It goes like this: you should always take the best from the past, leave the worst back there, and go forward into the future. As it relates to our topic today, you're going to leave stuff behind when you die if you care about what happens to certain assets you have and who those assets go to. Well, then we're going to follow Bob Dylan's advice and we're going to listen to our question today and our answer. And if you have a question for the podcast, you can always submit that to question@gettingdivorced.org. Our question today is from Haley. Goes like this: my spouse and I have successfully come to a resolution in our divorce proceedings. However, we didn't address anything about our beneficiaries in the agreement. Can you advise us on the next steps? Well, first of all, Haley, I want to make a distinction. I don't give advice on this podcast. I give information, just general information. If you want custom tailored specific advice for your specific situation, that is what you need an attorney for. This podcast, I will give you some general information and maybe some insights that are helpful in your question. So the first thing is the basics. What is a beneficiary designation? And this is basically who gets certain assets you have, like your life insurance, maybe retirement accounts, when you die. And generally in a marriage, you're going to list your spouse as the beneficiary. Maybe your children, if this is a second marriage. So that's usually what happens. But if you have a settlement, you resolved your divorce. And by the way, great job. If you do resolve your divorce by settlement, that's what you're supposed to be doing. But for drafting reasons, and when I say drafting reasons, that means maybe the attorneys, maybe the mediators, whoever drafted the agreement, just for whatever reason, failed to say what happens to these designations, which happens to these accounts. If that's the case, then whatever the designation in the account is going to hold, independent of the fact that you have a divorce settlement. So let's make this simple. Let's say you have a divorce settlement, and then 2 days later, you die. Sorry. And I hope that doesn't happen. If you have a life insurance and you never changed that beneficiary from your spouse that's named in there, your spouse most likely will get that life insurance benefit. And unless you made that change in that short amount of time, they're going to get that money. So the coaching corner today is pretty simple. If you're going to have a divorce settlement, again, great job. Make sure to change the beneficiaries of life insurance, of retirement accounts, of financial advice. You might want to speak to a financial advisor. Just make sure all of your accounts are changed and updated so you don't have any unintended consequences in giving people money who you don't want to give them to. And I am sure in most cases, people don't want to give more money to their ex than they have to. All right. On our next week's podcast, we are going to discuss holiday parenting time. There's always complications when it comes to scheduling, especially over the holidays. Holidays are so important. So we're going to answer a question about that. If you want more information about the podcast, check out our website at gettingdivorced.org. We have our archive on there. If you're just looking for some quick information, we have clips on YouTube. You want to send us feedback, send us an email at feedback@gettingdivorced.org. This is Corey Shapiro. Thank you for listening and looking forward to next time. Remember, Be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.